MP says prioritise cycle safety in the budget. An Oxfordshire MP has demanded cycle safety funding be included in the upcoming budget after a series of incidents in a town. Liberal Democrat MP Ollie Glover made the request last week when a government minister visited Wantage. Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Local Transport, Lillian Greenwood MP, was in the town along with several local leaders to promote cycle training for children. This comes after several recent road incidents on Wantage's streets. In September, a motorcyclist and a pedestrian were involved in a collision on the A417 Mabley Way, leaving the former hospitalised and the latter, a local 60-year-old woman, dead. This reignited decades-old safety concerns, including questions over the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit and whether roads were safe as the town expands. Later in the month, driving and cyclist groups clashed over who was responsible for creating danger at temporary traffic lights on the A338 in Grove Road near to the New Lidl. Thames Valley Police had said they had received a large number of reports of drivers jumping the red lights, which John Tranter of Wantage and Grove Active Travel called a significant and dangerous issue. However, dashcam footage from Robbo Lee of the Motoring Action for Oxford group showed two cyclists skipping the lights where they almost collided with a car. After this, in Parliament, Mr. Glover asked Ms. Greenwood about the action the government was taking to protect vulnerable road users, whilst highlighting the importance of cycle training. The Labour politician's visit followed, where she met the CEO of the Bikeability Trust, which has trained more than 7,000 children in the Oxfordshire area. However, continued government funding for the scheme, run in the county by the Fire and Rescue Service, has not yet been confirmed. Emily Cherry, CEO of the organisation, said we urgently need a funding commitment before Christmas in order to confirm our work for the next 3 years, otherwise we will lose instructors. Meanwhile, Mr. Glover said he was pleased to welcome the Minister to Wantage and said that long-term funding for cycle training and new cycling and walking paths is crucial. I hope that extending support, he said, for cycle training will feature in the budget next month, and I will be holding the Minister to account on this. Others who met the Minister were also keen to highlight the importance of cycle training. Cycling isn't dangerous, stressed Andy Ford from Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service, but you do need to have some skills to take part in it. Miss McNally, Year 6 teacher at Wantage Primary Academy, called it a valuable experience for pupils, and the principal of Wantage Primary Academy, Hannah Robinson-Jacques, said cycle training is a brilliant way of building core life skills.